McTavish coming in. Center's hit. Knocked away there by the Sabre defense. Another chance for Anaheim. 7 seconds left. They throw it in front. Out of the reach of Strom. Ducks get it back. Buffalo has it. Throw it down the ice. Wide of the net. Hit the post. And the horn sounds to end the game. And a disappointing loss for the Anaheim Ducks, who had a lead a good portion of this hockey game. They fall one short to Buffalo by a final of 3-2.
Yeah, Steve, this one hurts. It's just one of those games where you are in command of the game and you just continue to go on the decline. And there was times in which it wasn't even the Anaheim Ducks. It was the mistakes of the Buffalo Sabres that kind of held their momentum early on in the game. But as the game got going, as the chances decreased for the Anaheim Ducks, or really flatlined, the Buffalo Sabres took advantage of it. They looked like the more fresh team late in the game. They looked like they had the more energy. It looked like a depleted hockey club, the Anaheim Ducks, from the start of the third period. So let's see how they respond here with the upcoming home games that are huge.
All right. Well, I know the fans want to listen to you and Alexis here at a post-game show before we head to SoCal after the game and the final 3-2 Buffalo over Anaheim. So that's all coming up. We'll take a timeout and just let you know one more time, Ducks Hockey and the Ducks Radio Network brought to you tonight all season long by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop@nothing. And it's Emerson with Alexis coming up on the Ducks postgame show. Again, the final, Buffalo 3, Anaheim 2. And we'll talk to you from home in a couple of days. But right now, postgame coverage from KeyBank Center right around the corner on the Ducks stream. And all the fans that have been listening here, it has been terrific. And I hope you enjoyed the road broadcast. Stay tuned, postgame right around the corner.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are here to lend helpful hands. Our helpful hands are here for support all around the community and at our dealerships. Save thousands on Honda hybrids with 2.9% financing. Award-winning Honda hybrids, Accord, Civics, and CRVs. With hybrids, the battery charges as you drive, like the 2025 Honda Accord Hybrid Sport or Touring model. Now with low 2.9% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval. Offer ends 3/3/25.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Hey everyone, Adnan Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50raffle for more information.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The two-goal lead for the Anaheim Ducks would not be enough in Buffalo here tonight. Three goals from the Sabres in the third period. They come away with a 3-2 win over your Anaheim Ducks. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey, here to bring you the post-game coverage. Emmer, it was a game in which we were happy about the power play. 2-for-4 there. However, 5-on-5, Buffalo was just the better team in the third period. They came out with a game plan, as you said, and they executed well.
If the Anaheim Ducks just had the same start to the third period as they did in this, it's just one of those things. They needed the start in the third as they did in the first, and they just didn't bring it. They came out flat-footed. They seemed tired. You look back to some of the, and you talked about it, the Helison, where he tweaked it right around the net front there. So he looked like he had a lingering issue going on. Brian Dumoulin seemed like he had a stinger. Robbie Fabry, right early on in the game. So it looked like several guys that are key contributors in different ways, whether it's start of the game, midway through the game, or even at the tail end, they got some kind of beating, like you said. So let's just hope that these Ducks over the next 48 hours, they rest up and are ready to go for this upcoming home game, because it isn't going to be easy.
It is not going to be easy. Vancouver, the next team the Ducks will have to play. But let's focus on what happened in this one here tonight. Starting in the first period, the Ducks got it going. Mason McTavish on the power play during an early 5-on-3, 3:05 to go in the first period.
Here's Anaheim setting up. Troy Terry with it now. Will he shoot? No, going to drop it back for Lacombe. Shot, score! Up to the left of Luukkonen. Three guys involved in that passing play. And a rocket of a shot. And guess who got it? Mason McTavish to give Anaheim an early lead.
A big-time power play goal early on. What a pass from Jackson Lacombe. It's right in the wheelhouse of none other than the guy we talked about lots here tonight, Mason McTavish. He's low on that one-time shot, and it squeezes right past netminder Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen for the 1-0 tally.
It was a great way to start for the Ducks just a little over 3 minutes into the game. I mean, that pass from Lacombe over to McTavish.
A lot like that shot that went off of Cutter Gauthier last game, right? He was in a similar area. He doesn't shoot it or throw it on net. He has that ability to almost freeze time, take a quick look, get his head up, and see who is over on the weak side. That player was Mason McTavish. And I tell you what, I mean, just maybe a half a foot right over the ice, and he made no mistake on that finish. What a goal.
1-0 after that goal, and things started to get physical early in the game. Peyton Krebs and Ryan Strome got into it with just under 2 minutes to go in the period.
Lacombe shooting one, glove save, and Trouba gets into it again. And we have a big brouhaha in front of the net. Greenway is there. You know what? He and Trouba are going to get together at some point before this game ends. And I tell you, the linesmen are having a very difficult time getting people away from one another. And this little brouhaha continues with Ryan Strome involved behind the net with Peyton Krebs. And they're going to drop the gloves behind the net. And a right hand, Krebs a right on the back of the head. Owen Strome fights back with the right. A right by the Buffalo player. And then Strome gets on top of him in a sort of a bear hold. falls on top. Brian Strome shows well, and you just had a feeling something like this was close to happening.
Peyton Krebs, who at 6'186", I think he underestimated a tad bit Ryan Strome's ability to drop him and go at him. I mean, Ryan Strome's an underrated fighter. Anytime past few fights for Ryan Strome, he's been the better fighter between the two. And great scrap. It was at first Frank Vetrano going at it with Matias Samuelson. And away she went. It was Truba in there with Bowen Byram. What a melee to start in front of netminder Ukapeka Lukinen, and all-out mayhem.
Now, there were a lot of penalties for the Sabres in that first period, but at that point in the game, we knew it was going to probably just continue to get physical.
It was interesting because at the start of it, you thought it was going to be Vetrano or Truba, right? Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, you had those two drop the Mets. And look, I think it was a pretty even scrap. I think you can give the nod even besides the takedown to Ryan Strome, but he gets the takedown. You got to give him the nod with that tilt.
The Ducks up 1-0 after the first period of play, despite only having 5 shots on goal. Buffalo had 10 in the first. We moved into the second. They had another chance on the power play, and they executed on it. Leo Carlson getting a one-timer goal, going 5-hole. It was a 2-0 game at that point.
15-15 to go here in period number 2. 1-0 Anaheim leads. There's a move in by the Ducks towards the front of the net. A shot! Right pad kick out. Minnikoff then for Carlson. Scores! Leo Carlson on a one-time blast. Nice setup there. And the Ducks have a 2-0 lead early in the second period.
Pavel Minnikoff was right down Main Street. He fooled everyone in the building, including myself, when he wound up for a clapper. He goes to near side, faking out everyone. That near side player was Leo Carlson, positioned so beautifully here on the near side dot area. He makes no mistake on the one-time finish. It goes 5-hole on Lukanen. What a tally.
Pavel Mintikov's first game since February 8th and comes away with an assist.
Yeah, and look, he was moving his feet well. I think he was hungry. He took that penalty, but I don't think that penalty wasn't deliberate by any stretch of the imagination. AD, you and I looking at each other, kind of scratched our head at that call. So, look, he was working hard. He was moving his feet, and I think he for sure, at least by his play, by eye test, the point on a big-time goal, I think he bought himself another start, you would think at least.
Mm-hmm. 2-0 after that goal, and we stick to it in the second period. Lukasz Dostal coming up with a big glove save under 8 minutes to go on Tage Thompson.
All right, here comes Buffalo. Moving in, a shot. Oh, and that one stopped by Dostal with a glove move. And talk about that word. He just did that to that shooter.
Wow, what an opportunity there on the far side. And Jackson Lacombe at the red line, not getting it in. It comes back on a nice stretch pass, and on the far side, their superstar, number 72, Tage Thompson, with a blistering shot. Who flashes the leather? Lukasz Dostal.
And unfortunately for the Ducks, Lukasz Dostal would end up being a big part of this game, as he had to face 18 shots in the third period as well, Emerson.
Yeah, look, it was only a matter of time, right? You come out of the first period, very little shots. Second period, the total underwhelming. And then you finish with 18 shots. So when you these type of game where you don't see that pop in play, the same pop that we saw at the start of the third period of the Buffalo Sabres, if you don't see that at any which point, you have this feeling that it's going to continue to go the way it was. And it got worse and worse as the seconds tick down in this game for the Anaheim Ducks.
3 goals from the Sabres in the third period. We're only going to listen to one of them, and it's J.J. Paterka's, the first goal, cutting the lead in half 1 minute and 56 seconds into the third.
Here's Anaheim trying to move the puck up the wall. It's knocked away. Buffalo shoots short side. There's Dostal covering up that side of the crease. Another chance. They score! Well, I think that was just imminent, to be honest with you, with the way they came out here in the third. And Buffalo, you know they wanted to get back in the game early. And at 1:56 of the third, they cut the Anaheim lead to one. It's a 2-1 Ducks advantage.
So as I mentioned, three goals in the third period. Buffalo, 18 shots on goal. The Anaheim Ducks only had 18 shots on goal this entire game.
Incredible. It just and I say that in all seriousness, in a sense that I've rarely seen so many turnovers, just unforced errors for any team, and for them to just stick with it, turn it around, and play how they did the remainder of the game, quite impressive.
They earned the win, unfortunately, for the Ducks. The way they came out in the third period really hurt them in the end. And we're going to keep talking about this game here tonight, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll get over to the text line to your thoughts on this one.
Hey, everyone. Adnan and Burke here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Burke and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Burke and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
We're here to lend helpful hands at your SoCal Honda dealers. Helpful hands that are here for you and support our community. Plus, help you save at our dealerships. Save thousands with low 0% APR financing. Honda cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, hybrids, and EVs are in stock and on sale. Like the 2024 Honda Prologue EV with 0% APR financing. To experience helpful hands, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval. Offer ends 3/3/25.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Welcome back to the postgame show. The Ducks falling on the road to close out their three-game road trip, 3-2 here in Buffalo after a great effort in Boston, close loss in Detroit, and now a tough loss here in Buffalo tonight. And going back to the first time that these two teams met back in November, same story. The Ducks were up 2-0. Sabres come back, score two goals, force overtime, 3-2 final. A little bit different in the end, but overall, something about this Sabres team, just 3-2 over the Ducks this season, I guess.
Look, they're have a very outside chance of getting into playoffs, but look, they're playing well. They're playing their best hockey of the season, and look, they Last game, they blow out the blue shirts there. They come in to tonight's game and play pretty solid. It's maybe they didn't start out very hot here coming out of this one, but they finished very hot.
Yes, they did, and unfortunately for the Ducks, they were not able to get a point in this one, but they were able to get 3 out of 4 points in the first two games. But as we said, every game counts at this point as we get towards the end of the season, not able to get anything here, and it's not going to be easy looking ahead on the schedule. But let's get to the text line now. Daniel from Corona, tough collapse in the third in a very winnable game, hoping we can quickly forget this one and head home where we are hot. Looking forward to being there Thursday at the pond. Heads up, Ducks fans.
Well, we'll see you Thursday.
Yeah, see you Thursday.
A very optimistic mentality there. Love it. And very positive. So, yeah, no, we look forward to the Vancouver Canucks coming into town. It's not going to be easy. But you have a little less worry without JT Miller, right? Still have Elias Pettersson. I mean, let's see what type of game he brings. But when you have JT Miller, you know he's coming next. It's so scary without him being there. It is a little bit different, but it by any stretch of the imagination, it's not going to be easy. So let's see what this Ducks team can bring.
Another message that we have here, read from Buena Park. Happy to see Leo Carlson continue contributing offensively, but the Ducks were overpowered at even strength and gave the game away. Absolutely need more shots at the net. Last three games, shot totals 29, 28, and 18. Got to get more looks at the net. Tough fact. First time in over 3 months, the Ducks have scored multiple power play goals. Last time was November 15th. That game was against the Detroit Red Wings. A lot to unpack here. Yes, shots on goal, 18, not good. I mean, I don't even remember the last time the Ducks were that low this season.
Yeah, it's been what seems like quite some time. But, yeah, Leo Carlson, he's starting to, you know, get his footing here. Once again, me and Steve were talking about it. Look, this is an opportunity for Leo, this Ducks team. Hey, are they going to be searching for scoring here this next stretch? They had a big boom a couple games. I think there was three games in that going to Seattle there in that stretch where 16 goals between three games. Interesting. We just talked about it, that power play has been tough to come by, and they get it done on the power play, yet they lose, right? So just finding ways to piece their whole game together on a consistent basis. They've been playing consistent 5-on-5. Penalty kill, for the most part, looked fairly solid, but it's the face-off percentage and it's the power play. Those are the constant 1-2 punch that has been a struggle here consistent-wise for the Anaheim Ducks. So, look, if they can win more face-offs, if they can continue to produce on the power play, we know that they're going to get right back at it on even strength play.
And six of their shots on goal of the 18 tonight came on the power play. So that just speaks to how the power play was looking.
Yeah, no, that's big time. And, yeah, you need more shots, even strength.
Another text that we just got here from Tony. Hey, guys, not the way we wanted to end the road trip. We were 6 points out of a final playoff spot in the West, but now we have our work cut out for us. Emerson, you mentioned that Harkins couldn't control a puck off his skate on a pass from Killorn. Then 5 seconds later, Buffalo scored what would be the game winner. We can't waste time like this late in the hockey games. Little things like puck handling in the neutral zone can make or break you. Safe trip home.
That's a great point there, and I remember saying that. It was off pass by Alex Killorn there, and whether you reach 3 feet behind you with your back skate, you just got to be able to, at any point, whether it's first period, second period, third period, be able to control bad passes, even if you have to bank it off your skate. So Troy Terry's great, not breaking stride, getting those pucks out of his skate and right to his stick. I know that's saying something. We know how elite of a player that Troy Terry is, but even he was trying to Harkins was. He was trying to reach back. He was trying to get that angle, but boy, was that a tough break. The difference with that is you collect the puck, you have possession. Now you're fighting to get an opportunity on the opposition net. If you don't get it, now you're chasing the game, right? And well said here, followed up with a goal of the Buffalo. So every play counts. It's the game within the game. Every puck touch counts.
For the Ducks, Not able to come away with this one. Emerson, your final quack for tonight.
My final quack. Hopefully this Ducks team can get the skate confidence back up and be able to control those little plays. That feeds into my next point, the game within the game. Look, the Buffalo Sabres going offsides, missing passes for the first half of the game. They turn it around. It just goes to show you got to have your game within the game, the not going offsides. It seemed like the Ducks started to ice the puck quite a bit there at the tail end of the game. So you can't ice it. You got to have great strong side off the glass clears, as Troy Terry did. There was one time in the game where I thought the icing shouldn't have been called because of a great strong side off the glass clear. But the clears, the chips, I still continue to see a lot of the Ducks players here on dump-ins get it right to their goalie. And it's starting a lot of their breakouts. So it's one of the areas. It's a simple thing. It's a controllable in my mind. Put it in the corner, keep it away from the goalie, and execute your forecheck.
I like it. Very, very thorough there, too, explaining a little bit more for our listeners.
One of my more thorough final quacks of the year. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to follow it up with not the most thorough final quack here, but Tony bringing up a good point. The Ducks have been hot at home, 4 straight wins at home. So, hey, maybe it's a good thing they're going back to Honda Center.
Where the boys are hot.
Yep. You can join us next on Thursday at 7 o'clock Pacific time start. So we'll be on the air at 6:30. But if you want to stick around and listen to the replay from this one tonight, you can after the commercial break. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. The final score here at KeyBank Center, 3-2. The Buffalo Sabres getting the win. And we'll see you on Thursday. As always, thank you for tuning in for the postgame show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.